Hey, everybody, this is Scooter. I just want to give you a heads up. This isn't an episode. I'm about to say that again. But I just recorded this, and I want to let everybody know I'm just kind of talking stuff out here about the present. I had written this down as a reminder, but of course I didn't read it while I was recording it. But this is just me kind of talking out, like, the current state of the podcast. But I think by talking it out, like, I know I'm a very fear-based person, and I have a lot of brain bots, and I try to compensate by overthinking and over-worrying and stuff. And I know there's going to be some small changes in the podcast. There's not going to be changes in the schedule or stuff like that. But I guess, like, I don't know how to take the fear out of things for me or remove it entirely, you know? The fear of change or the fear of hope or trust and all those things that go into making this show. And I'm not sure I know how to do that for you other than by talking it out and being honest as the way we've done it with this show so far. Other than to kind of address the fear, kind of like here, and say, hey, I'm afraid of what? Sometimes I don't even know, or I don't even know why. It doesn't really make any sense. I got this great podcast with wonderful listeners that I'm putting to sleep. Everything's going great. Kind of like, why can't you sleep? Why are you afraid? I don't really know, but I know I am afraid sometimes. So address it and just kind of give it some space and some respect, kind of like our brain bots, to say, hey, it's okay you're afraid. And I want to say that to all of you, because this is going to be talking about some stuff like Patreon and sponsors and small changes. And it's okay for you to be afraid or upset. There aren't any major changes coming to the podcast, just small changes that are going to let us keep making the podcast and keep making it better. But it doesn't change the fact you might feel afraid or you might feel something else. And that's okay. And me talking about all this stuff, your usual sleepy Scooter guy, it might be too high on the honesty meter, too raw on the feelings meter for everybody. But if you have feelings about it, that's okay, you know. And if you have different feelings than it sounds like I'm having, you know, those are your feelings. It's fine. So I just want to address that right up front, because I wrote it down to say, hey, and then that page got ripped out. I got it right here. I can crinkle pages since I'm not trying to put you to sleep. But this isn't a normal episode if you're new. You might have already caught that. This is just a state of the podcast. All right, so I'm going to hand it right over to myself. All right. Hey, everybody, this is Scooter. Just a heads up, this is not a podcast episode. This is just a little state of the podcast to talk about some stuff and get everybody up to date on some stuff. So this is not a podcast episode. I don't think it'll be unlulling or unsoothing, but I don't think it'll help you fall asleep. And if you've never listened to podcasts before, this is just going to be me checking in with listeners. New listeners, welcome to listen. And just check in about the state of the podcast. And I've usually sneak these in, State of the Podcast 2016. Ladies and gentlemen, your Boremaster, Commander in Boars, Scooter, with who we've never made up a fake name, last name. Hey, thank you. I'm not an orator, so I'll just pick it right up where I left off. So this is just for me to kind of just touch base the best way I can with the listeners. But if you're new, you never listened to this, this is the podcast normally to put you to sleep. This probably will put you to sleep, but I wouldn't, you know, judge the podcast on this. And I'd like to keep this as brief and to the point as I can, but that's not totally possible for me. But I want to just talk about, what are we going to talk about? What am I going to talk about? Is just more short-term things I might need to help with the podcast, medium to long-term things. And updates. So we're going to talk about some things about content around Breaking Bad and some content we have here. We're going to talk about older episodes and maybe a little project if anybody's interested. Scheduling, maybe that'll be brief. And then we'll talk about, I thought there was something else, but I don't see it. I'm actually on a blank page now on my pad. Actually, since you're not asleep, I don't have to worry about changing pages and waking people up, and now I've totally lost my spot. The freedom of not having to lull. Actually, and I'm going to pause it and turn on another light in here. Okay, so those are the things I want to touch base about. And I want to thank everybody for their support this past year and through the history of the podcast. And thank you so much. And none of this stuff we're going to be talking about would be possible without the wonderful interaction, which this is all about the evolution of the podcast. So, and without your interactions, you caring about the podcast, there wouldn't be any evolution, it would just be, so it's a two-way street. And none of this is about communicating and opening the communication. And you kind of, I want you to see, I don't know, I want to share, I don't want to just do stuff. And I'm also, you know, I have about a billion brain bots, so let's be honest, part of this is probably selfish of me trying to get, you know, maybe get my brain bots and explain it to them outside of myself so that they calm down. So that's, what do they call it at the beginning of the state? That's the, you know, everybody's sitting down. Both parties seem to be, all my brain bots are sitting down in their hands. So let's talk about content first, because I've been... As the podcast has started to grow here, the interaction has grown, and a lot of new people have come on board, and I get a lot more interaction and feedback, and that's a good thing. And it's come to my attention, that Breaking Bad does not work for everybody. And I think that was on my radar for a while, just like Game of Thrones doesn't work for everybody. And at first, my thing was like, well, let's just see this Breaking Bad thing through. We're halfway through the show right about now, and we'll just see it through then, and then we'll start a new TV show. But then I said, well... Like, let me hear these people, because there's people that don't watch Breaking Bad. That's one group of people that say, well, I don't know about these Breaking Bad episodes. There's people that Breaking Bad dredges up something that doesn't help them sleep. And I do go out of my way to make sure the episodes don't bring any of that stuff up, but I can still see why it could trigger some things. So that's the second thing. Three, there's people that don't want Breaking Bad spoiled. And four, I think there's people that just say, I just don't like Breaking Bad. There might be other things in there, but that's kind of a generalization. And first, I said to myself, well, I got to stick to my artistic guns and see this through to the end. And then I said, well, am I being stubborn? And so then I gave myself some time to think about it, and actually responded to some of the people recently. I said, hey, let me percolate on this one. Because I can't make it, I think the nice diversity of three shows we have gives everybody something to sleep to. And I know I can't make a sleep podcast that works for everybody all the time, but also I don't want to discount the fact that change is good. So I was thinking on it, and then I said, any of this maybe people can relate to. I don't know. There's one or two teachable moments maybe in here. And then, of course, my brain bots were like, well, that's it. Just cancel Breaking Bad. Then I said, well, let's give it some time. And what do they call that? Not meticulate what the kind of monks do, but just give it time and let's see what comes up. So I said, well, I'll put it out to the listeners. But then I said, well, geez, what if we move the segments around? Because the way the show goes now, there's the intro, and then there's the metastasis part, which is kind of a little bit ludicrous because it's me trying to watch the show in Spanish without subtitles. Then there's the corresponding Breaking Bad episode. Then there's me learning the Spanish. And I don't know how many of you wear this because, you know, the podcast works for you. The podcast will put you to sleep. Sleep with me. The podcast will put you to sleep there. I just snuck in a little spot for our own podcast. But if it works, you don't hear that third segment always where I'm learning the Spanish. And since the summer, that's kind of become its own ridiculous, because I guess I have the inability now to do stuff without making it into a lulling, soothing, ridiculous story. And so that kind of has become its own, like, strange story segment. And it's tucked away there at the end after the other two spots, kind of like the Sir Tom and Pounce stuff. I said, well, that's at the end. I don't know how many people heard it. So I changed it around. And brought that out to make sure. I said, well, who wouldn't love Tom and Pounce? This is a little different. It's way more on the alternative strangeness side of things instead of the lovely cuddleability of those two. And so my idea currently is to put it out to you, say, hey, do we need to build some consensus here? Should we keep going at Breaking Bad about 26 more episodes? And we'll talk more about that on the end. Hopefully I'll remember. Or should we build consensus and say, hey, let's stop? The stopping point would probably be the end of season 3. Since this podcast just keeps consuming content, like I got to keep producing content. So, you know, I'd have to know ahead of time and start planning for that. But that's a possibility, not a problem. I'm on episode 31 right now. 29 comes out. I think 31 is done. I'll be doing 32 or maybe 30. Anyway, not important. So that's the other thing. So here's my idea now is let's build consensus. Let's talk about it or let me know. But I also want to ask the people that it doesn't work for to test this out, because I'm going to take the third segment now and I'm going to make it the first segment. So it's going to go intro, housekeeping, language learning. Now, if you're a stickler for Spanish pronunciation, you will not like that segment because it's me. I'm a dyslexic and I'm trying to learn Spanish with, you know, in the most improper, obscene to a Spanish teacher way, you know, or any teacher about learning. But it's fun and it works for the show, which we'll bookend this part here. So all I ask is till the end of season 3, feel free to dialogue about it, but test that out and see. It doesn't really talk about Breaking Bad stuff. It's just me learning little snippets of Spanish. Just try it out. That's all I ask. And then we'll do the metastasis, which is further removed from Breaking Bad. And then Breaking Bad will be at the end. Now, I also know that this is a lot of people's favorite segment. So that's why I'm like worried about tinkering it. You know, I can't do this podcast to please everybody, as I said, but I can test stuff out, you know. So those of you that are hardcore Breaking Bad, Breaking Boars, what do we call it? Metastasnore, as is, I ask you to try out this new segment and sequence and see what you think. And can we make this work? In a way that works for most people. I don't know. So let's talk about it. But as it goes on, it's got to pass 2 tests. The first test is podcast that puts people to sleep. So does it pass the first test? Does it put most of you to sleep? Does it work? Does it pass that test? It's a moving target, but I think we all have an understanding and say, okay, well, not everybody, but this is probably the best path, or it's probably best to move on, or not, you know. Or maybe we'll get to the point where it's like, geez, we can't build consensus. We don't have any clarity here, Scoots. You and I'll say, okay, I'll figure it out. That's fine. That's my job here. So that's one test. Podcast that puts people to sleep. Does this new alignment or the old alignment or changing path, does it meet that goal? Because it's just not as easy as picking a new show, because then that obviously brings up its own, which we're going to have to do anyway eventually. But, you know, that brings up a whole, it's another Pandora's box in a good way, too. But there's not a quick, easy fix. And that leads into the second test, which also must be passed. And this is more of on my end. Is it sustainable for me to do it every single week to create an hour of good content I'm comfortable putting out? You know, that passes the first test. And that is a tricky one, because even the show Walking Dead, it didn't pass that sustainability test. There's enough episodes. Okay, so you say, well, it passes that. It's a pretty entertaining show, so I could watch it twice. And you say, well, I don't know if it passes the first test either. I say, yeah, you're right. And then there's more of like a gut feel. I said, well, this just isn't sustainable for some reason. To do week after week where I watch the show 2 or 3 times. I mean, Breaking Bad and Metastasis I watch 3 times. Game of Thrones I would usually watch twice, you know, because it's in English. So does it pass that sustainability test? And I guess I have to be the ultimate arbiter of that. But I just want you, you know, this is an open dialogue. I want you to understand that that's a very real concern for me, just because even though it's watching TV and taking notes, it's work. I can't dread it, you know. I have to be like, I mean, with Breaking Bad and Metastasis or Game of Thrones or some other and is it a show people can watch? I found another show, The Prisoner, which was a strange, obscure show, but it's not available for streaming where if anybody else wants to join in and watch, they can just do it. And that was the same thing with Metastasis. It took me a while because it wasn't out. And I said, once I was on Netflix, I said, well, that's our new show. So it has to pass those two tests. There might even be other tests that I'm not sure about. But those are the two most important to keep making it. You know, does it put people to sleep? And is it sustainable week after week to come up with something that's quality, boring, top quality bores and lulls that I can do every week? You know, under the deadline, and it's not that it doesn't have to be work, but if it's like, you know, I got to watch some show about, some reality show about dentists, you know, that could be, are there any dentist reality show? No, I wouldn't be able to do that probably after a few weeks. Okay, so that was a mouthful, and that's Breaking Bad. Schedule, this is a real small one. I'm thinking about trending Tuesdays, making a schedule starting maybe in February and into March, where we would do the Silvertone, like a audience participation hashtag 1 week, maybe like the last Tuesday of the month. I mean, I'm usually recording 2 weeks before it comes out, so don't overthink like the scheduling. And then like a trending general Twitter 1 week. And then that, so just let me know what you think. And I think that'd be easier for people to participate in the hashtag thing or, you know, random words or random pictures or whatever. It was just something that popped in my head over the past month or two. So that's the scheduling for Trending Tuesdays, which leads into this other content thing. As I've gotten more and more feedback and tried to navigate all this and understand it and still is... Well, there's a couple different things about content. One is not everything works for everybody, similar to Breaking Bad. So trying to find a way, and I probably need your help with this, to say, okay, no character, you know, I'm trying to alternate stuff, no character voices, and then an episode. I know some people like characters, some people don't like them. Some people, ambient audio works for, some people it doesn't. So I'm trying to keep that in mind. And I guess I just need reminders and a system maybe or ideas from the audience of like how to warn, hey, this episode's got character voices. I guess I could do that in the opening. That seems like a simple answer, but I don't know. Any other ideas? And that leads into this broader question of content and old content and new content, a project, but also the line of my thinking, which leads into the project too, is like, how mainstream does the content need to be, and where's everybody lying at with me talking about more sensitive things or using harsher language and stuff? I know it's not for everybody. It is who I am, I guess. And that's just something I'm struggling with. I don't know. I guess I put it out there because I don't know if I'm asking for help or I guess I'm asking for patience as I work my way through that to be like, to keep the podcast evolving, but also keep it sustainable, you know, to keep it something that I can just be authentic and give myself to the show. Be sensitive to people's needs. I guess that's just kind of open door, or just to let you know I'm aware of that it bothers some people, or that it could trigger some people, which goes into the next topic. So I'm thinking about it, and I'm not really sure. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Okay. And the next one leads into like triggers for people. If I talk about a certain subject, that it might trigger a fear or a memory. And I think I've become better and better at this of avoiding those topics, but it's not always possible when you're making up stream of conscious stories, especially. And the thing about the podcast is, you know, I'm doing the podcast. It's like the time I have to record, that's the time. And then the episode has to get edited and come out. So like a Tuesday episode, when I record it, there isn't any time in my schedule to redo a show at this point. And it's like, okay, if there's something, I don't know. So I don't have a lot of wiggle room if I do something. I think I'm off topic here. But so my thing is, if we can find ways to create a similar to what I was saying before, a warning system, say, hey, this might have some sexual, light sexual content, or this might have, I don't know, I try not to talk about spiders or snakes or anything like that. But, you know, I don't know, I guess this is just stuff I want you all to think about to help me, to be honest. I guess that's what I'm saying. And this leads into a bigger project, which I'm just proposing. I don't think I have the resources to implement this. Is starting to look at the older episodes and have, like, I would call it adopt an episode, to be honest. I wouldn't go much further back than episode 150, but mostly the Tuesday episodes to start with. And to have people, and I don't know if we could do this in the Facebook group. I don't want to exclude anybody, though, that would be interested in doing it. But I don't, like I said, I don't have the resources to run this mentally or time-wise right now. But all it would be is like adopting episode would be listen to an old episode, take notes, so you'd have to listen to it when you're not sleeping, which might be tough for a lot of you, and just keep a ear out for anything that would offend or frighten anyone. Think about what if children were listening, because that's another thing. I'm like, wow, could we find a way? Are there enough episodes that we could test out? Well, geez, would some of this stuff put the kids to sleep? Or do I have to start down the road if I want to do a kids podcast, you know, reinvent the wheel? I don't know. Not only that, like, so really listening to it and just taking notes. Hey, at 5 minutes, you said the F-bomb. Or at seven. Now, I know before episode 150, because I've been listening to all the Yet Bezos episodes, geez, you know, the podcast had not evolved yet to that level of nuance where I said, well, let's just not talk about that. You know, let's not have someone, well, just stuff happens that I think would well, I would not do anymore. But there are some good trending Twitter episodes probably before that, but I'm talking about the series. So just listening to the episode, so not only like stuff that might trigger someone or offend someone or frighten someone, but also we have a pretty broad demographic of listeners. And I'm talking about globally, culturally, age-wise, personality-wise. I mean, I think we're all pretty damn bright. I mean, obviously, if you can't sleep, pat yourself on the friggin' back, you know. Even what people believe in, we're not a homogenous, we're a pretty damn diverse group, and I'm pretty pleased about that, to be honest. And I like to diverse the hell out of this podcast, but I guess when I think about diversity in this sense, what I mean is there's a lot of, because I'm doing the podcast through my cultural window and through Scooter's brain and Drew's brain, I may bring up cultural references, geographic references, pop culture references, especially that might confuse people that aren't the same age as me or aren't in the U.S. or didn't like live in upstate New York or whatever. And you might even be confused. You might say, well, you know, who's Wayne Mahar? Now, anybody that lived in Syracuse, New York, I guarantee you just said, did he just say Wayne Mahar? He was a weatherman. So you might say 17 minutes, you know, if you live in Wisconsin, you say, who the hell is this Wayne Mahar? My friend saw him in a grocery store in North Carolina, too, by the way. I don't know if he works there now, but so stuff like that, where you might say, geez, Sonic the Hedgehog, if you're, I guess, like, if you're between 28 and 48, you probably know what Sonic is. If you're outside of that, you could know what Sonic is, you know? So that would be another help. And just, it might be fun. I don't even know. It was just something I thought about. Because Summer and Julie and I know Carrie and a couple other people are re-listening to some episodes, and I've been re-listening to almost all the Get Bezos episodes. And I would say probably those aren't ever going to be lulling and soothing at the level we're at now, which is another thing. It's like, wow, this podcast really has changed. So that is that. And this, I guess that's the theme of tonight, is these small changes and keeping the podcast sustainable and evolving, which leads into the next discussion, which is about Patreon and sponsors and sustainability. And I'll probably cut this as another segment, just in case, just for everybody to know. I know a lot of people know this, but maybe not everybody, is that the podcast is not my job, and I actually earn no money from the podcast, which is fine, which is right now with the Amazon link, the podcast is like my hobby spending money in the Amazon link. It gets by. It's not a financial drain on me, but it's definitely not bringing in any money. And so I have, before the podcast started and as I've done the podcast, I have a full-time job that I go to every day. And then I do the podcast in my spare time. And this isn't to guilt anybody or thing, but the podcast is another full-time job for me. And it has been for a long time, too. And it's kind of started to take up more time. And that's actually been a good thing because it's made me more efficient and stretched me in some ways. And maybe stretched me in some ways that aren't so healthy. But that's fine, too, because now we're talking about it. So I have a full-time job, and then I do the podcast in my spare time. But the podcast takes about 40 to 50 hours a week to produce. And that's my choice, and it's been my choice for a long time. It's taken me that long. For at least a year, maybe even longer. Now, it has gotten a little more busy as the podcast has brought in some more people. And recently, it's just like, and I think maybe leading up to trying to figure out, some of it is trying to figure out, geez, how can we bring in help? So we're working with Chris Posty Posterson. That's Chris Postal from Sounds Like an Earful Podcast. And ideally, we're going to start paying him to edit all the episodes of the podcast and fund that. And that's priority one. Because, recently, as the podcast has become more busy, it's started to take up. Like, trying to figure out how to pay someone to edit takes time and communicate and get those systems in place. And so my mental space has become even more clogged and trying to be even more efficient and say, okay, how best to use my time, one, to make the podcast to put people to sleep, and two, to be able to keep making it, to keep it sustainable. And so I've been thinking about this for a long time. Like, geez, what is it? You know, I guess part of this is like a thing of wanting clarity. We all want clarity about a lot of things, and it doesn't always come. And I think even for the past year, I've been like, well, geez, will I have some clarity around the podcast? Like, is it going to stay a hobby, or is it going to become my job? And kind of like an example maybe of all or nothing thinking, maybe in a vaguely healthy sense. But clarity isn't something we really always get. And there's still, I think there's more clarity around that, but it's getting there now. But I guess, like, in some selfish way, I've always hoped, like, I'd just get a letter in the mail one day. It'd be like, Dear Scoots, this is the, Podfather. I think that's Adam Curry. You know, I looked over your podcast and stuff, and you're a great guy. Keep it as a hobby. And then I would if I had the clarity about that, I'd just redo how I do the podcast. Maybe I wouldn't spend as much time, but I don't think that's possible. I really love doing this work, and I take some pride in it. So then the other clarity would be, oh, hey, this is the Podfather. Here's a letter. Here's $1 billion. Get to work on the podcast. You know, it's your job now. You know, you still got to, you know, give me a timesheet, and, you know, don't spend all the, you know, whatever. That would be the other kind of clarity. But life doesn't really always have that luxury, right? Or if you're a person with about 1 billion brain bots, it's never going to be clear anyway because there's constant chatter up there. But what has become clear is that, is this sustainable, what we're doing right now? It's not, because my mental space, like literally I've been mixing up files, and then I'd be like, oh, wait, that file's not ready to go, and then getting stuff done at the last minute that I would never do. Twice I've forgotten, to just get a thing done, on the recording date, and then I was like, no, I got that done. I don't know, it's tough to be clear about that, but and I'm not normally a forgetful person, especially now that I have clarity in my personal life. So it's kind of a warning sign. But I've known, I think it's also stress around just trying to figure out all this other stuff. And I don't think there is a reason to be stressed because I think we're in a really good position here. So I hope that didn't all stress you. That's why I said don't listen to this at night. Because here's the current, so we have a short-term, medium-term, and long-term plans, I guess is what we'll talk about. The short-term, nothing's going to change about the podcast. As far as it comes out 3 days a week, it'll be every episode will be about an hour plus, give or take a few minutes. And so things are going to keep going and all that. We're going to start the Patreon here next week. And ideally, we'll get some clarity about that of how many people are participating. And it's a totally optional thing. It's not going to be that there's always going to be three episodes out of the same quality for everybody. And the Patreon is simply an option, as Tom Merritt says on Court Killers, a value for value proposition. If you find value in the podcast and you can afford to give a little money for the value the podcast gives you, feel free to do it. If you can't or you choose not to, that's perfectly fine with me. I mean, it's not, there's not any guilt or shame or anything. It's a value for value proposition. If you feel like you're getting value out of the show and you want to give value back, you don't have to, you can choose to. And it's not so much, there will be some rewards and stuff, but nothing major at this time because this is, we're just dealing with the short-term stuff. So the goal, depending on the level of participation, would be to start funding Chris Postel to either do one episode a week or ideally two episodes a week or ideally all our episodes editing. And that'd be our first step with funding short-term goal of getting that done. And that won't be a panacea, but it'll be a very good thing because it'll start a collaboration that will greatly benefit the show because Chris is an unbelievably talented guy. I'm just self-taught in editing, and he's a creative person, so it's not like he's just an engineer or something. He has his own show, so he'll be able to give feedback on the show. So it'll be this thing that's just going to open up and just make the podcast better. It'll make the podcast sustainable, and it'll make the podcast that puts people to sleep better. And the next level of Patreon goals will just be keeping that position funded. Will it be sustainable? If we can pay Chris and then kind of create an emergency fund or a production fund, whatever you want to call it, to keep paying Chris, then we'll have a nice foundation there. And if we can get more money to come in, there's other goals. But I think for the time being, for the next 6 months, you know, that's a place to start. And a lot of people might ask, well, geez, I'll tell you what, if 1% of the people that listen to the podcast every week, every episode, participate, will be fine with these short-term goals. And of course, I study everything and I try to learn as much as I can. If 5% of you overall over the next 6 months start participating at any level in the Patreon, like Patreon would be, people at Patreon might faint, you know. And I think probably super successful people, I have no idea what Tom Merritt or the guys over at We Have Concerns, these great shows and these great leaders and some of the great Game Over Greggy and the great guys, all these gaming podcasts, the Comedy Button. I don't know what percentage of their audience. It might be as high as 10 to 20%, which is like mind-blowing. So it's, again, the sky's the limit, but again, there's no pressure. If we can get 1% of listeners to participate, we'll be fine with keeping it sustainable, I think. Of course, I'm dyslexic and I've never passed a math test since like fifth or fourth grade. So there is a possibility I'm working. So Scooter, you need 10,000%. Well, okay. Well, then we'll reassess things. If my math is wrong, we'll reassess things. There is part of me that always believes the sky is falling and maybe, but I think everything's okay. So that's a short-term goal with the Patreon and the long-term. The medium-term goal would be to create an emergency fund for Chris, then create an emergency fund for the show. Then the next goal, I think, is working with a nonprofit locally, like something more in workforce training. I don't have a partnership set up. I have one that I'm working on. And this would take a few months to get into place, but we could have an intern that's paid that works for an organization locally in Oakland, ideally, or Alameda or Alameda County. And the goal there would just be to start doing positive things with the podcast. So work with this nonprofit or another one if that doesn't work. And start training people for the future of podcasting, in all honesty, and the future of our young people and our cities. We love our communities. And maybe ideally down long-term planning, say, hey, is this scalable? Or is this something we say, I could tell other podcasters, hey, This is a super win-win situation. You're getting production help or intern help, and you're introducing someone to this industry. And, you know, that's the kind of thing I want. I want to put people to sleep, and I want to, you know, use this platform the best ways I can. So that would be like a next level thing. And then anything beyond that, once we're hitting, I mean, if we get into the 5% participation, it would be starting to think about what more can we do with the show. And also, you know, be like, okay, can we save some money and be like, can Scooter transition? But that would be one form of supportive for the podcast. The Amazon one is another one. It's not a huge amount of money, but it's a consistent amount of money. And we have consistent bills too with the podcast, you know, just with hosting and paying different companies, you know, website stuff. So that's another way to help out the show and spreading the word. And then having sponsors would be the next way. And that would be a way to have two. And believe me, I've thought this out and done all the research, and you really do need whatever they call it, two income streams, or two, I don't know what businesses call it, but it's like, okay, to create a foundation to keep this podcast sustainable and keep putting people to sleep. And especially if I'm thinking about, am I going to do this as a job? And this is all stuff you have a choice in. You have a choice to do the Patreon value for value. You have a choice to support any sponsors we choose or not. You have a choice to listen to the sponsor spots, or you can fast forward through them. It's all your choice. And I'm not, I hope it is clear too that I don't think there's a right or wrong decision, because again, it's a diverse group of us, and diversity, even in a podcast listening audience, is something that makes us stronger. So I'm not worried. I mean, I'm always worried about everything. But the good thing is I'm not any more worried about any of this stuff. Okay, before sponsors, I just want to talk about premium, because I know that's like a lot of, when I talk to people that don't listen to this podcast, maybe like relatives and stuff, they say, well, why don't you just do a premium model? And I've researched it, and I don't think it would work for this podcast. One, because I don't want to put any of, I don't want to do anything to bring money into the podcast that's going to restrict what we already have, because I feel like I do have obligation to keep doing this podcast 3 times a week for everybody, and not a burden obligation. That's what I want to do. And the premium model, it's not proven to bring in enough money for someone to leave their job. And it's like, okay, well, you could do a premium model for extra episode, but that's an entire, then we're going down, well, is that sustainable to do a 4th episode a week? Not right now. It's not even close to sustainable. And then I want to address anybody, and I realize there's people out there that say, well, geez, I always want this for free. And I don't want any sponsors because of either some conviction you hold, or just some opinion, or just some gut feeling. Say, just, I don't like sponsors. And I said, yeah, I've thought about it, and I'll talk more about it here. And I respect that viewpoint, and I can understand there's about a bunch of different reasonable reasons why you would feel that way. But I've thought this out for me. And I feel like this is the most balanced approach to meet to keep the podcast that puts people to sleep, to keep making it, and to make it better. And there's over 300. And if you say, geez, I don't, well, there's 300 episodes of podcasts. And the podcast, for each hour of content, takes me about 15 hours of work on average, if you average it across. So that's like, I don't know, 4,500 hours of free work out there that you're welcome to, or you can skip the sponsors. Or, you know, I think eventually we will, if there's people interested, it's like we could do that as part of the Patreon, one of the Patreon tiers, to have, you know, shows that are that don't have that in there. So I respect that opinion, too. It's not, again, this isn't about, you know, I one of the reasons I work so well with these brain bots sometimes is I understand no brain bots want to be, you know, bathed in villainy, as much as I love to do it. So there's no villains here, you know. Here's my thoughts on sponsorships. I've worked 4,500 hours plus to earn your trust, to be able to create a safe place to put you to sleep. And that trust is sacred to me. So I will not do anything to damage that trust or destroy it. I hope I say, if I do something to damage it a little bit, I hope we can address that. But I take that trust very seriously. But also ask for your trust on the other side. It's like, this might be a little awkward going through and doing some sponsor spots and readjusting to the change of me talking about money or Patreon or sponsors. So I just ask for your trust on the other side of it. I say, well, I've put some time into this podcast. Maybe you're new and you say, well, you know, screw off. I'd say, okay, I respect that too. But I guess I just ask for your trust because it probably will be a little bit of a transitional phase. And it'll be a little bit bumpy at first and it may take some adjusting too. But I really plead for your trust too. And your patience. But I think the sponsorships eventually, right now we're in a really hard part of it. And I'll explain all that. But I think this, my goal with the sponsorships, and I think this is an unbelievable opportunity, is to have it be a win for everybody. A win to keep the podcast sustainable, eventually to have me do the podcast so that I'm not working 90 hours a week. A win where it's like, okay, that's a product I would like to try, or a place I would like to go, or something I would like to check out or test out for the listeners. Like, so I'm exposing you to stuff. And you say, hey, I wouldn't mind trying that. And to be honest, I don't want to bring any companies in that aren't going, you know, that's not going to work for them. Because and that goes into, ideally, as we go through this learning phase, we'll call it, I would like to settle it down to just, this is a pie in the sky thing, 12 sponsors that sponsor one episode a month or something. Now, right now, we're as unproven, despite all the wonderful support that I know about and you know about, to sponsors, we've never had sponsors. And to be honest, we're on some people's radars, but we're not on everybody's radar. And that's fine, too. At first, we're not going to have a lot of power. Or I'm not going to have a lot of power in saying, well, this is how I want to do the sponsorships. And we have sold one sponsorship as a test. Or I didn't sell it. That'll go into how does sponsorship work, I guess. Well, it's just going in. So sponsors, thus far, I've had like people ask me about it, some companies, or some companies that's like I haven't had time to dig deep enough, like Sleep Phones. I don't know if they'll be a sponsor or not, but we like them, they like us, so we'll see. But that's the kind of thing I just don't even have time for, to make a few calls and conference calls and work on that relationship. And then some other companies have contact, like ad agency, and they say, well, geez, we've gone back and forth. But again, it's really difficult to find the time for that. So another solution is companies that do play a middleman. And so they'll represent the ad company and the podcaster, and they'll take a portion of the money, which they've earned by selling. They say, okay, well, they're gonna run these many ads on your show. And that's what's happened is that one of the companies I work with, the one company I'm working with now, which is not an exclusive relationship or anything, so we're not locked into anything, they said, hey, what about this sponsor? They would run a test with you. And they say, well, this is like, so since we're improving, they say, well, this is the structure of the sponsorship and that kind of thing. And there was a company we could agree on. So we agreed to run two spots for Audible, which does the audiobooks. And they're spaced apart, but one is coming up tomorrow on Sunday's show. And if you want to support it, it's audible.com/lulz. That's not a paid spot there, but it'll be a test. And so they'll see how many people sign up for a 30-day free trial. And I guess the later on spot would be, well, to, I don't know. I guess I have no idea how it works. But I think if enough people sign up, ideally enough people sign up for the free trial, that Audible will be calling me and saying, hey, let's run another spot and see. Or let's remind people around renewal time and see how many people decide to keep stay with us. I don't know, but right now, I guess what I'm saying is I'm not dictating the terms, but eventually I think we as a group are in the trust we've established here and the respect we hold for each other as listeners and podcast boy, we will hold the power to say, you know, no, I'd rather do the ad this way, the sponsorship this way. And that's not about the content. It's just about the time in the show and the ability to play around and say, well, what if we try out doing the sponsor at this time? Because right now I don't have the time to say, well, can we test this out? But we will. And I think this is a great, and actually this deal with Audible for a test is perfectly fair. And even the places in the show, we'll see how it goes. It's a test, and I think it's a pretty good test. But we'll see. But I guess my long-term goal with the sponsors is to go with the same theme. Can we just get some sponsors, a group of sponsors that'll work with the show regularly to keep it sustainable and to keep making the show better? And I joked about Trader Joe's, but that is like the thing when you think about podcasting as a whole, because I know a lot of us listen to a lot of podcasts, is there's just these, this is a small group of companies right now that sponsor podcasts, and Audible's one of them. And if you listen to podcasts, you probably know the rest of the companies. And I would like, if we can prove that we have some power here, and that if you want to sponsor this podcast, it's going to be an exclusive deal because, you know, you have to meet, you know, the standards of my listeners. And you know, this is no nonsense, you know, type situation. But if we can prove that, I want to start bringing new companies if we can. And I think other bigger shows that have a huge, huge audience are starting to do that. And I think that's going to be good for all the podcasters. If we can get companies like Trader Joe's in, or whoever represents tourism in Colombia, or Smart Wool Socks, or just I've got about a billion ideas of that. Then these other companies, maybe Audible start putting, if these spots work for Audible, then podcasts that are coming up, they can start advertising. You know, that it will be some trickle-down effect or say, hey, let me advertise on the, you know, that will start growing the pie. Because, I mean, I love podcasting so much. So that's just a little, I guess that was a little soapboxy. Okay, so back to the podcast as a whole. So I guess these are all tests. The Patreon's a test. The sponsorships are a test. Let's see how this goes. And over the next, like, 6 months, it could be rocky. And to be honest, I'll be a little bit stressed at trying to keep up with things. And as we get Chris editing shows, ideally, I'll have a little bit more mental space. I don't think I'm going to work any less on the podcast. Just because that's just not how I'm designed, I guess. But I am always working to try to maintain, healthy habits. And so over the next 1 to 6 months, ideally bring Chris in and he starts editing shows. And that'll clear up some more mental space for me. And then if we can start to test out the sponsors and get them comfortable with us and say, okay, this is a viable podcast to work with, and then we can say, well, geez, we would like to try, you know, I would like to say, hey, Sleep Phones, let's figure out a way to do this, or Headspace is another one, like, let's get this going, or one of the mattress companies, or two of the mattress companies, or Parachute Sheets, they're another one I haven't had time to pursue. So it's kind of like this, it's another growth phase, or I guess another, I don't know how to describe it. But I think as we go through that, then we can start looking at, like, 6 months down the line, we'll be in a place where the podcast will have this foundation and we'll know, okay, we can keep paying for editing, and we're working with this nonprofit on this type of work, and then it's going to be sky's the limit, to be honest with you. And it, hopefully it comes even sooner than that, because I have some great ideas. But the number one thing starting, as soon as we can get some of this workflow under control, and I guess financial clarity, or at least get it like where it's moving that way, is collaboration. Collaboration with other podcasters, collaboration with some on-site stuff, collaboration maybe traveling and doing, you know, that would be more a one-year plan of traveling to places. And maybe not of doing live shows, but I have some ideas where it's like we're creating podcast episodes and doing stuff. But I think there's so many good podcasts out there that we could work with and just do so many fun things. It's just, you know, we just need a little bit more time, so I just got to get some of this workflow under control. Oh, man, there was a couple other blue sky things I had. Collaboration, like some kind of more formal walking tour, working with museums. That was another thing. Just to be able to contact the museums and then find the time to go there. But, man, can you imagine if you could listen to something to sleep and then go to the museum and listen to it? Or, you know, we could collaborate with another podcast. Or, you know, just, I mean, everyone knows there's so many wonderful podcasts, known and unknown. And then also this Patreon thing. I haven't spent a whole lot of time on Patreon, but I know there's so many artists on there. And hello, listeners. You know, if I have a little bit more time, but like what listeners, the wonderful resources, I know how many writers we have and musicians we have and artists. And as more people come on, or people that just say, hey, I might have a outside interest in this. This is, again, the diversity that makes us stronger or strong, and that makes us, that we can even, I don't know, I guess, can you flourish from that? Like, I don't know. I know how many talented people there are that listen to this podcast, or people whose talent just needs a little, you know, a little sunlight or whatever. And so finding a way to collaborate, and because I guess like that last episode recently where I went into the Shakespeare Garden, everybody might not have heard it. But it was this garden that I always walk by because I'm going to see my brother at his job. And a few times I was going to go in there. And then when I finally did to do the podcast, I was feeling down and like, oh, this is so mundane and boring. But I think that's like a thing about this podcast, is somehow putting people to sleep and delighting in the wonder of the world. And then if we can use that on a collaborative level down the road, this is 1 year down the road, 2 years down the road, we'll still be putting people to sleep, but delighting. I think that's when people say, what's the secret to podcasts? I don't know. I think there's always this delight in there, or art or movies or music. And it might be a sad delight sometimes, or it might be a heartbreaking delight, or it might be an amusing delight. And that's something I spent a long time in my life blind to. And I think this is like what leads into closing up. I didn't realize I'd be going on like this for so long, but so I guess I'll break this up into segments. But is if there is a teachable moment in here or something, I say, well, what do you want us to take from this, Scoots? It's like that I'm trying, like that there is a reason to be hopeful here and to trust here. You know, what you've been giving me feedback to or listening to and just falling asleep to, we've built something special. And I say we, and I don't say it exclusionary. Even if you've just listened to the podcast, you and I both know that there's something there that's going on that's still two-way. Because obviously if you didn't listen to the podcast, you know, it's like the tree in the wood type thing, but in a more, you know, we're two human beings. So if you can take anything away from it, it's that I'm learning this. Do I choose fear? Do I choose to say, well, I don't have any clarity. Let me just do something fast, or let me overreact. Or can I be honest and also honest with myself and say, I think this is all going to work out just fine. There's no reason to be concerned here. You know, I'm just trying to air the stuff out. And of course, again, I'm talking to my brain bots at the same time. So that's it. I guess I'll probably think other stuff, but I just wanted to open up the dialogue. So the Patreon launches January 17th, I think next Sunday. And I'm trying to do like one or a live stream that day. So if anybody has any questions about that, or any questions about the sponsorships or anything, you know, feel free to email me or Twitter, Facebook, or ask me online. Okay. Thank you.